This afternoon in Oakland, family, friends, and allies of the late Oscar Grant gathered for a memorial vigil at the Fruitvale BART station, the site of Grant's death 4 years ago. Grant was fatally shot by BART police officer Johannes Messerli early on New Year's morning, 2009. Grant was among several passengers taken off the BART train by BART police after the police received reports of a fight on board. Grant and the others were forced to lie face down on the station platform. BART officer Messerli then shot Grant in the back. The shooting was captured on cell phone video by other BART passengers and played on television news. Messerli was brought to trial, where he testified that he intended to use his taser on Grant, but drew and fired his pistol by mistake instead. He was convicted of involuntary manslaughter and served about a year and a half in prison. Speakers at today's vigil included Grant's mother, Wanda Johnson.
We will continually talk about what happened with my son. We'll continually talk about what happened with the other young men, Kenneth Hardin, Alan Duper, all those murdered by police, or even those black on black crimes. We will continually talk about it. And the only way that these crimes can stop, it takes us to come together. It takes us to march on the streets. It takes us to talk about it and say we're not going to let this continually happen. We need to work to get guns off of our streets.
Oscar Grant's daughter, Tatiana, now 8 years old, read a poem she wrote for her father.
I love my dad so much, and he loves me, too. I know wherever I am, he is there with me. I wish he could be next to me forever. Every time I wake up, I think about him. I will never forget my dad. I don't know why this happened. I love my dad. I was 4 when he died. He is in my heart. When I was at church, I was crying because they sang me a song about my dad. I will never forget my dad.
And here is Grant's uncle, Cephas Johnson, speaking today with KPFA apprentice Joseph Estrada.
The most important significance of this event is that we remember that we're all Oscar Grant, and we're all still Oscar Grant. And by doing this on a yearly basis in the name of Oscar, it'll always bring back to my memory of what happened on that platform, and more importantly, the heinous of the acts by rogue police officers that walk our street. And so that the community come together, recognize that this issue must be addressed, because there are many more Oscar Grants that are dying on these streets at these rogue police officers' hand that needs to be addressed. So this is a movement that has taken forth, sadly, by Oscar being martyred in bringing this about.
How has the community responded to your outreach, you know, supporting this cause?
Well, the community is the reason why we're here today. Had it not been for the community, those that was on that platform that night that pulled out their cameras, that saw a heinous act by a rogue police officer and began to videotape that officer and that actor doing wrong, we would not know who Oscar Grant is today. So we as a family are so grateful to the community. It was the community that stood with us, that cried with us, that has prayed with us, that has went back and forth to court with us, that has stood up and utilized their First Amendment right to speak to the injustice of police brutality.
Signs posted at today's vigil bore the name of Oscar Grant, as well as those of other young black men killed by police in recent years, including Alan Bluford, Kenneth Harding, and Raheem Brown. And this is KPFA 94.1 Berkeley, KPFB 89.3 Berkeley, or KFCF 88.1 Fresno.